think for a moment, what was the greatest day of your life? Now, think about this. What was the greatest day in the history of the United States? I think about that because our first reading talks about the greatest day in the life of the people of Israel, when God freed them from slavery and hard labor in Egypt and led them through the Red Sea and destroyed Pharaoh's army that was pursuing them. And we hear this reading every year during the Easter Vigil. It's one of the required readings for the Easter Vigil, because this story of Israel going through the Red Sea is a symbol of baptism. That baptism, we were washed in water. We were, as St. Paul says, buried with Christ. So that when we come out of the waters of baptism, we have a new life. And we are freed from sin at that moment. Freed from original sin and all the sin. So the greatest day of our lives as Christians was the day that we were baptized. It was on that day we were changed. We were made children of God. We were made part of God's family. We became the relatives of Jesus, his brothers, his sisters, and even, as we'll see in a moment, in a way, his mother. We became part of the body of Christ. And at baptism, we were consecrated. Some years ago, I was speaking to a group of second graders, and I came to the end of my little teaching. And you know, if you're a teacher, it's good to have enough material to cover the whole period you have. Well, there I found myself with 15 minutes left in the class period. And so I always fall back on an old routine, which is to ask the children, do you have any questions that you've always wanted to ask Father? And one little boy raised his hand, and he asked me the question that had been on his mind for so long and which he had never gotten an answer. He asked me, what was Jesus' middle name? I had to think for a moment, where is this coming from? Why does he think Jesus might have a middle name? So I asked him, well, what was Jesus' last name? And he said, Christ. And I said, no. At the time of Jesus, they didn't have last names the way we do. Jesus would have been known as Jesus, the son of Joseph. And Christ is not a name, but a title. It means the anointed one. Now, each of us at baptism became anointed ones, because we not only were washed in the waters of baptism, but we were anointed with sacred chrism, a very perfumed oil that is only used on very special occasions in the life of the church. When this new chapel was dedicated, the walls of the chapel were consecrated with that sacred chrism, setting aside this space, this place for worship. And the altar, the bishop would have poured oil on the altar, setting aside the altar for a sacred purpose, for worship. That oil was used when I and my brother priests here were ordained. And our hands were anointed with that sacred chrism, setting them aside for a sacred purpose, for worship. And each of us, at baptism and at confirmation, received that same sacred chrism, consecrating each one of us to a sacred purpose, to offer worship to God. We do that when we gather and celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. But then, when we we leave Mass, we're called to live that consecration out at every moment of our day, offering our whole life as an act of worship to God. That's what we try to encourage in the Apostleship of Prayer, for which I am the director here in the United States. And in the back, as you leave outside the vestibule, I have some of our monthly leaflets with the daily offering prayer and a little reflection on the Pope's intentions for this month, one of which is for World Youth Day, which started yesterday. And so, as members of the body of Christ, we offer ourselves to God. And that's what the gospel calls us to do. To not just hear the word of God, but to do it. To do the will of God in our daily lives. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who do the will of God. Whoever does the will of my Heavenly Father is my brother, sister, and mother." Because like Mary, who said yes to God, and when she received that word of God into her holy and immaculate heart, the word then took flesh in her womb. When we say yes to God, Jesus works through us. As members of his body, we do the will of the Father the way Mary did, the way Jesus did. And we try to do that more and more perfectly every day. Whatever that will of God might be for us on this day, we begin our day saying, "Lord, I give myself completely to you. May your will be done today in my life, so that I can truly live as a member of your body, as your relative, and give flesh to you, so that you can be present in our world today in a special way through me."